Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From spineless chemistry teachers evolving into formidable small screen titans, to bratty princesses having to grow up the hard way before our very eyes, each and every name on the following list managed to emphatically leave behind their cowardly ways, and ultimately spread their glorious wings as legitimate badasses. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 TV shows that turned wimps into badasses. Number 10, Cringer, Masters of the Universe. In perhaps the most obvious case of a character completely transforming from a cowardly entity into an out-and-out badass, in next to no time, here we have a cat who found their voice with a little help from their He-Man. Without Prince Adam's ability to completely morph into the force that is He-Man, Cringer is merely a cat who couldn't think of anything worse than getting caught up in the thick of a scrap. However, the minute Adam bellows out by the power of Grayskull and accidentally points his sword at his pal, the prince's pet is suddenly given a new lease on life, transforming from lazy but loyal feline to intimidating battle cat stud. And just like that, He-Man isn't the only one with the power! As the now heavily armored tiger acts as both a trusty steed of sorts and a reliable ally on the battlefield, with his sharp claws and fangs. On top of this, battle cat is also known for being a little impulsive and hot-headed when in the heat of battle, ensuring that there's never a dull moment once this cringer sheds his sheepish skin in favor of battle cat badass. Number 9, Yennefer, The Witcher. The word wimp may be a little strong considering Yennefer starts out The Witcher in a place of forced subservience, but there's no questioning the journey and powerful character arc of Yennefer of Vengerberg across Season 1. Early on, we're introduced to a character who has been shunned and rejected on a day-to-day basis, largely due to the average person being disgusted by her appearance, only for Yen to then be routinely berated and belittled during her attempts to learn magic. However, as the wannabe sorceress slowly begins to realize the power she possesses, and yearns for not just strength, but stature, Yennefer demands an enchanter to make her beautiful in order to give her more tools to gain said power, regardless of the fact it will cost her the ability to bear a child. Fast forward to the sight of the newly altered and entirely empowered Yennefer strutting into the Arethusan ball and taking the King of Vengerberg for a boogie on the dance floor, and the transformation from bullied outcast to formidable woman on a mission was complete. Number 8, Charlie Pace, Lost. The Charlie Pace we met in the early stages of Lost was in a rather dark place. Fresh from trying and failing to convince his brother to reform their band, the heroin-addicted former rock star boards Oceanic Airlines Flight 815. However, instead of falling deeper into his pit of addiction and self-doubt after at first caring about little else than getting high, Charlie experiences a compelling level of growth over the course of the show. Before long, Pace is helping Claire with newborn son Aaron, saving people's lives, killing kidnappers, and helping secure vital supplies for the crew. This all ultimately leads to one of the most powerful moments of the series, Charlie volunteering to swim down to the underwater Looking Glass station to communicate with Penelope Windmore's boat. After being told by Naomi that the gang were being lied to, Charlie ends up being the only person who knows the truth, stuck in a room about to be flooded thanks to a grenade from Mikhail. With his life expectancy down to seconds, Charlie heroically rights Not Penny's boat on his hand, and dies knowing that at least his final action helped every other member of the group. It would be harsh to class Charlie as an out-and-out wimp when talking about the place we initially found him in, but the lad who once cared about nothing more than his next hit still went out with a truly badass, heroic, and vital bang. Number 7, Dean Craig Pelton, Community. In general, the terms to best describe Community's resident Dean of Greendale Community College would likely be bumbling, eager to please, and just a bit of an all-round goof. However, there is much more to this sharply dressed cue ball than meets the eye, as is routinely showcased by this often balmy comedy hit. Time and time again, just when fans thought they had the mind behind the Greendale human beings figured out, an unexpectedly badass wrinkle has made itself known out of nowhere. Look no further than the time Pelton let rip at a bald cap-wearing Jeff Winger, and unleashed his inner a-hole director for not being real enough to appear in his commercial. Or the time he single-handedly took out a squad of paintball goons in an elevator, channeling his inner Captain America in the process, for just two examples of the Dean turning into an out-and-out mean machine when pushed to his limits. Nobody puts this Dean in a corner. Number 6, Ned Flanders, The Simpsons. Similarly to Dean Craig Pelton, for the most part, fans seem to associate the character of Ned Flanders with that of a well-mannered chap who is always on hand to help a friend in need. Again, it's not that Ned has necessarily been classed as a straight-up wimp at any point during his time as part of the Simpsons OG roster, but he was largely seen as a bit of a pushover and a goody-two-shoes early on. However, determined to keep audiences on their toes when it came to the Simpsons' friendly neighbor, Matt Groening and the gang opted to add a few more unanticipated layers to the character as time went by. From saving Homer from a house fire on his tod, backflipping through the front window just for good measure, to showing off the sort of shredded physique that would make Thor himself a little jealous. Though the writers would lean a little heavily into using him as a way to poke fun at Christianity as the character continued to develop, they never shied away from the fact that this Flanderino turned out to be a bit of a stud.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number 5, Father Gabriel, The Walking Dead. Barricading himself away for 18 months in the wake of the outbreak in The Walking Dead, when Father Gabriel finally joins up with Rick's gang, it takes some time for him to get to grips with the unsettling new world he finds himself in. On top of this, it also became known that Gabriel had actually locked out his congregation in order to save himself from the incoming walkers, adding another layer of cowardice to a character many felt was designed to get the core group into trouble more than anything else. However, as Gabriel began to understand his new world and his naivety waned over time, instead of fleeing away from the fight, he began to attack it head-on, in an attempt to gain acceptance and make up for the mistakes of his past. Keeping his composure in even the most chaotic of scenarios, Father Gabriel has gone on to become one of the long-running show's leading lights, and long may he continue to surprise those who first rejected his arrival. Number 4, Peggy Olson, Mad Men. Life didn't get off to the best of starts for Peggy Olson way back in the first episode of AMC's Mad Men, with the shy and massively out-of-her-depth secretary being shot down by her boss Don Draper, after trying to seduce him in the wake of the main protagonist defending her against some sexist remarks. So far, so awkward. But this was merely the opening passage for a character who relied on the phrase "I'm sorry" more than most upon joining up with Sterling Cooper Advertising Agency. As the years rolled by, though, and Peggy was given more opportunities to shine within the company, company, something magical happened. She started to find her damn voice. Trading awkward exchanges with dabbling with drugs in the office, Peggy is arguably the series' real MVP, taking no prisoners as she climbs up the ranks and ultimately lands the title of head copywriter. The woman who struts her way into the next stage of her life in the end, cigarette in mouth and pornographic painting in hand, is almost unrecognizable from that unknowing face who first wandered into the advertising world. Number 3, Sansa Stark, Game of Thrones. Few arcs hold a candle to the one experienced by the eldest Stark daughter over the course of the jaw-dropping epic that was HBO's Game of Thrones. Throughout the first season, it appeared Sansa would do whatever it took to become the wife of the wretched Joffrey Baratheon, and in the process book herself a ticket straight to King's Landing. However, before long, this innocent princess with dreams of ruling over a kingdom is dealt a harsh dose of reality when her father, Eddard Stark, is dramatically executed in front of her very eyes. Seemingly from that moment, something shifted in the Northern Lass, and despite being held captive for a spell, a newly hardened Stark began to learn all she could from the various backstabbers and twisted folk she was surrounded by in those early seasons. In the end, after being forced to marry the also despicable Ramsay Bolton, and everything that came along with that, Sansa was able to finally reclaim Winterfell, and get the better of both him and the slimy Littlefinger in the process. And best of all, she also stayed true to herself and made the North an independent realm once again. Her paps would be proud. Number 2, Willow, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's quite fascinating looking at just how drastically the version of Willow Rosenberg first introduced in season 1 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer altered as the show stretched on. Before the world of supernatural drama and all of the pain and suffering that comes along with that arrived at her door, Willow was simply a highly intelligent high school student whose first response to a hello from Buffy Summers was to see if she wanted her to move. The years just weren't kind to this polite and good-natured soul though, and though she became powerful and a witch in her own right, Willow was also dealt a significant blow with the loss of her girlfriend Tara McClay. One so significant it very nearly led to the end of the world. Though her trademark optimism was still intact as the dust settled on the series, nothing could change the fact that she'd been forever altered by the trauma and exposure to things that ultimately resulted in her becoming perhaps the strongest witch on Earth, marking her out as an undeniable badass when all was said and done. Number 1, Walter White, Breaking Bad. You just knew the one who knocks was always bound to show up on a list of this ilk, so why not place him at the very top? In what will no doubt stand the test of time as one of the most compelling narratives ever committed to the small screen, high school chemistry teacher Walter White is forced to delve into the underworld on the back of being diagnosed with cancer, and deciding that he needed to leave his family with some financial security for after he's gone. A slippery slope into the illegal drug trade eventually leads Walter morphing into a cold, calculating and consistently ruthless drug lord, with audiences slowly realizing that they weren't in fact watching the hero, they were empathizing with the eventual villain all along. Sure, the ending was never going to be a pleasant one for a character who became addicted to the power and respect earned through his nefarious secret life, and he lost just about everything he held dear to him in the end, but you could no longer class this pushover as a certified wimp, and God help you if you didn't say his name.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.